This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music. From Manuel de Falla's 1915 ballet, Bewitching Love, that was Dance of the Game of Love, courtesy of mandolinist Avi Avital and the Between Worlds Ensemble, as featured on their album Song of the Birds, one of Classic Radio Boston 99.5 FM's best classical albums of 2025. Here's Classical Radio Boston's Kate Ladrigan. Mandolin superstar Avi Avital has long been a champion of bringing folk instruments into the concert hall, and now takes the concert hall into a whole new world of folk music. What started as a concert series with his ensemble Between Worlds has become a multi-album project exploring the crossroads between classical and folk music. With music from southern Italy, Iberia, and the Black Sea, the album is a true journey into the idea of world music and what it means to be a world musician in our modern age. The album is excellent. Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 139 of The Joy of Classical Music, and the fourth and final part of our exploration of some of the best classical albums of 2025. And without any further ado, here's Avi Avital and Between Worlds with singer Alicia Tondo performing a traditional folk song from southern Italy called Beautiful You Are Sleeping. Thank you.
dormi sul libuscini e io qua fuori minu sospiri fino a morire, azzade bella e fammi giacire, minu sospiri fino a morire, azzade bella e fammi giacire. Bella ci dormi sulla mamma e io qua fuori, e io qua fuori, bella ci dormi sulla mamma e io qua fuori, non me da un pace, non me da un pace, fino a morire, azzate bella e fammi giacire. Bella ci dormi stira de cuore e io qua fuori, e io qua fuori, bella ci dormi stira de cuore e io qua fuori.
Included among Gramophone's long list of the best albums of 2025 is the Bliss Cello Concerto by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. And here's what they said. One of the most rewarding achievements from Bliss's final years, his cello concerto is a work of strong personality and concision, ideally proportioned and brimful of engaging invention, its scoring for modest forces, a paragon of tasteful discretion. Deeply touching, too, is the vein of wistful lyricism that surfaces in the central passage, whose closing measures distill a truly intoxicating beauty. Here's the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with composer Arthur Bliss's Cello Concerto.
Thank you. Thank you.
And still with gramophone, and this time it's Seelentrost by soprano Isabel Schikatans. Gramophone calls it a wonderful debut solo recital album that explores early Baroque music about the soul, delivered with captivating intimacy. We'll be listening to Isabel Schikatans performing Johann Theiler's setting of Psalm 69.2. God help me, for the waters are flooding over me. A work that is centered on themes of existential distress, spiritual plea, and the search for comfort in God. And we're almost finished, but before then, I want to return to the New York Times and one of my favorites from this series, an album called Hallelujah Junction by pianists Lucas Janassis and Anna Genesee. And here they are performing the second movement of Igor Stravinsky's Dumbarton Oaks Concerto, as adapted for four-hand piano. We're finishing where we started back in episode 136 with NPR's Tom Heisinger, whose top 10 classical albums of 2025 includes Tania Leon, Orchestral Works, a collection of works by Cuban-American composer Tania Leon, performed by the London Philharmonic. We'll be listening to Passages, a nostalgic work that recalls the sights and sounds of her Cuban childhood. Next week, it's part one of From the Concert Hall to the Musical Stage, the first in a series of episodes about composers who worked successfully in both musical theatre and the concert hall. Until then.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.